Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN. And I'm very excited because I am going to learn about something I never knew about.
This is a show that's been, it's been going on for a while, but you for some reason...
I'm lame. That's
no,
why.
No, no one's saying that. You guys aren't saying that, are you?
No.
No one's saying that. The show is Avenue Q, a longtime hit, a huge hit, playing at the Mercury Theater right now in Chicago through December for sure. But friends of mine who are puppets are telling me that it may go even longer, possibly into March. We hope that's the case. Two of the cast members from Avenue Q are here, Andrew Lund, Molly C. Jones. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, good
nice
morning.
Nice to meet both
good.
Of you.
Doing great.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too.
All right, wait. You say puppets, you say singing.
I say puppets
and
singing.
What is this thing you speak of?
Explain away.
Oh, gosh. So it's in a nutshell, kind of like Sesame Street for adults.
Yeah.
Like adults?
Yeah. It is irreverent. Right, it is hilarious. It has a lot of heart. Think Sesame Street, but the characters, the puppets, and the human characters, there are human characters in the show too, they tackle real adult issues, finding a job, looking for your purpose, dealing with hot button issues like racism and one night stands and all sorts of things that you would experience in life. As an adult, kind of finding your way, and...
Is this serious? Is it comedic? Is it a little of each?
It's definitely a little of both, because it does, in some songs, get a little heavy at moments, but then you'll have characters that are kind of off-the-wall vaudevillian bonkers, so it gets super high energy, it gets a little bit raunchy at times.
Yeah. Are you doing any raunchy stuff here? Jasmine, have we cleared the songs they're going to sing?
All right,
everything's
good.
Been
no raunchy today.
Nothing raunchy.
I like my job.
No.
That's fair. Do either of you know, like, when this was first created, it's obviously, there's some fandom for Sesame Street. It's not, it's making fun of it to some extent, but you can tell that when written, it was to pay homage to Sesame Street, right?
Absolutely. In fact, some of the original, actually a lot of the original puppeteers had worked on Sesame Street before.
Yeah, predominantly. The main original cast were almost entirely original, like Sesame Street puppeteers.
Yeah.
Really? That's impressive.
So it is bringing the like childlike aspects of Sesame Street into your adult world. So I think that's part of the reason that makes it so endearing, especially for adults to come and see, is it brings out that like, oh, look at those puppets having fun up there, and it brings you back to like when you were a child watching Sesame Street. But
it is an adult only performance, correct?
Yes.
18 and older.
We definitely have teenagers come see the show at some point. I feel like it...
Parental discretion is advised.
Parents know their kids.
Oh, that's smart.
Your kids will think you're really, really cool.
All right, sign me up.
Has there been an episode or two, though, where people bring their kids and they go, this is ridiculous. My kids watch puppets on TV. They watch Muppets. Why can't they see this? And you have to explain to them maybe it's not in their best interest.
There's been one or two shows where we've seen some kids that are definitely too young, and there are points where those parents just scoop them up and take them out.
I think Mercury Theater has done a good job, though, of making it known. You might want to just double check the content before you let your, make sure that you're comfortable with what you're going to bring them to see. But
this Melissa McCarthy movie that was out a couple months ago, was that good for business for you guys or bad for business? They did a really raunchy version of the
that
Muppets.
Didn't do well, right?
Did not do well.
It did not. No. I actually didn't see it.
I didn't see it either. I think what helps with our show is that it's rooted in so much heart. Princeton, who's the main character, is kind of this 22-year-old blank slate that has no kind of direction as to where he's going.
Yeah.
And so he's learning throughout the show and experiencing all of these adult things for the first time. Yeah. And because it's rooted in that like real humanity, I think is what has allowed it to endure for 15 years is when the first production happened.
You play Princeton, correct?
I do. Yes.
Any true to life between you and Princeton?
Oh,
are you similar?
We've all been there. Yeah.
And Molly C. Jones in the studio as well as Andrew Lund. Molly, what do you play?
I'm Kate Monster. She is a kindergarten teaching assistant. She's perky and quirky and bubbly and has kind of like, in my head, that quintessential like Sesame Street ideal for life. Everything is exciting and wonderful. But she goes through some trials along with Princeton. And I think every song has like a little nugget of wisdom to pass on to the audience. And by the end of the show, I mean, I think every single show we get people, oh,
Oh, that's what
you
want.
There's so much heart in the show that you forget that you're watching puppets and they really come alive and you care for them by the end of it. It's great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Can we get you guys to do a song? Is that possible?
Absolutely.
You'll do a song? I guess so. What is the song we'll be hearing?
This song is called Mixtape.
All right. Here goes. Yeah. From Avenue Q, here's Mixtape.
I think he likes me. But does he like me, like I like him? Will we be friends or something more? I think he's interested, but I'm not sure. Come in.
Hiya, Kate.
Princeton, hi.
Hi. Listen, I was going through my old CDs yesterday, and I kept coming across songs I thought you'd like, so I made you this mix.
Oh, that is so sweet. Can I get you a drink or a snack?
Actually, do you mind if I use your bathroom?
No, go right ahead.
Thank you.
A mixtape? Oh, he made a mixtape! He was thinking of me, which shows he cares. Sometimes when someone has a crush on you, they'll make you a mixtape to give you a clue. Let's see. You've got a friend, the theme from Friends. That's what friends are for. Oh, no. Oh, wait, but look, a whole new world. Kiss the girl, ma chérie amour. Oh, Princeton, he does like me. I am the walrus, fat bottom girls, yellow submarine. What does this mean?
Hey, Kate, you might want to not go in there for a while.
Oh. Well, Princeton, thank you so much for this mix. I was just looking at disc one. Great songs.
Oh, well, did you get to disc two yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's great. Check it out. Oh,
Stuck on You.
Love Me Do.
My Heart Will Go On. I love Titanic.
It was all right.
Oh.
She's Got Away.
Yesterday.
Good Night, Saigon. From the Russia concert.
Oh, don't know that one.
Ah.
Through the years.
The theme from Cheers.
Moving right along. Nice mix.
Oh, well, there's one more.
Oh.
I have to say I love you in a song.
Oh, Princeton, that is so sweet. I've never gotten such a nice present from a guy.
Oh, well, I'm glad you like it. But I have to go now because I'm going to make one for Brian and Christmas Eve and Gary and Rod and Nikki and Trekkie Monster and everyone.
Oh.
And
Yes?
What are you doing tonight?
Ugh, grading term papers. But it's kindergarten, so they're very short. Why?
Everyone's going to go hear this singer at the Around the Clock Cafe. Do you want to go with me?
Like, date?
Sure. A date. It'll be a blast.
I'd love to come.
Okay. Well, I'll see you then.
Okay.
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 Bye.
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 He likes me.
This is great.
Very
you
nice.
Guys were so
wow.
good.
Andrew Lund, Molly C. Jones, two of the performers from Avenue Q playing right now at the Mercury Theater through December for sure. But we're hearing stories that it could easily go through March and beyond. So get your tickets at mercurytheater.com/Avenue Q. We'll come back and talk more about the show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder. Two of the stars of Avenue Q are live in studio with us, Andrew Lund and Molly C. Jones. They play Princeton and Kate Monster, respectively. The show is being played out at the Mercury Theater here in Chicago. Go to mercurytheater.com. All your ticket information is right there. It runs through December for sure, and there's pretty good odds it'll run through March and beyond.
This is the Triple Crown of Tony Awards? I am so out of touch, but I know about it now. Avenue Q, everyone.
Yeah. It actually beat out Wicked, the musical.
Really?
Yeah, for best musical that year. Yeah.
Awesome.
You've been in it before. You've been in the show before. You were here a year or so ago when they did the show here?
No, actually, I did it in Grand Rapids.
Oh, you did?
Michigan. Around the same time they were doing it here.
Yeah.
So about 4 years ago, they did it in 2014.
Yeah.
So I was Kate Monster in Grand Rapids.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And Andrew, is this your first experience with Avenue Q, or you played it before too?
So I've been with the show since the first time they mounted it 4 years ago.
Wow.
I understudied Princeton and another character named Rod through then, but I just took over the role of Princeton about 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
When you're understudying it, when do you know for sure that you're on that night or you're not on that night? Does it vary all the time?
Oh, it varies. I've gotten the call days before, knowing sometimes you have planned times that you're taking over, but I've also gotten the call about 15 minutes before they wanted me there. Yeah.
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 So you have to leave those nights open. You can't have something tentative planned. You have to be ready.
I'm on call every night.
Wow.
Like a doctor.
Yeah. Yep. And lower stakes.
Sometimes when you see a show and it's a big name who can't perform in it, when they announce that before the show, the crowd goes, oh, because they wanted to see the star. But they wouldn't do that to you.
They
want to see,
me.
Of course.
Yeah, all right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right, so another song will be performed. Again, this is Andrew Lund, who plays Princeton, Molly C. Jones, Kate Monster. You can go to mercurytheaterchicago.com/AvenueQ. They're also on Facebook and Twitter. What song is this?
This is Fine, Fine Line. So without giving too much away, Princeton and Kate kind of have a little romance that goes wrong. And this is the song she sings right after they have a big fight. There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of time. There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. And there's a fine, fine line between your wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of your time. On you anymore. I don't think that you even know what you're looking for. For my own sanity, I've gotta close the door and walk away. Oh, there's a fine, fine line between together and not. And there's a fine, fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You gotta go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. There's a fine, fine line between
that is fantastic.
So good.
You guys are so good.
Wow.
Thanks.
Andrew, you were fantastic in that.
Thank you.
Molly's hogging all the credit, but I thought you did just as good, if not better.
Oh, thanks.
The song's really about him.
It is about him. Well, for people who don't know about the show, it's time to learn about the show. Go see the show. It's Avenue Q. It's playing at the Mercury Theater. You want to visit mercurytheaterchicago.com/Avenue Q. Two of the stars, Andrew Lund and Molly C. Jones, have been our guests. Good luck with this, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bravo.
Thank you so much. Hopefully
really,
we'll see
really
you both there.
Yes.
I would like that. Yep, yeah, absolutely. Keep up the great work. We'll take a little break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.